action. Boker Tov, Rabotai. Today is Yom Revi'i Shabbat Kodesh. Tetzayin Iyar, Leseder, Emor Lekohanim. One page, Kuf Nun He. Ki Lishuatcha Kivinu. וכמו שבעניין יראת שמיים אי אפשר לו לעמוד על אמיתות היראת שמיים שלו רק בשעת מעשה וניסיון. Yeah, so you want to know how much יראת שמיים you have, you can only gauge that during הניסיון, to see how much, like, when you're tested, to see how much you're, like, you're actually, you fear Hashem during the time of the ניסיון. The same works for אמונה וביטחון. כך גם בענייני אמונה. לפעמים אדם חושב שהוא מאמין באמת, אבל עדיין ייתכן שיבוא מישהו ויצליח לבלבל אותו. ולכן לא די באמונה לבד, אלא צריך גם לצפות לישועה. Which means, even if you think you're מאמין בהשם, that's not, there's nothing over there that's guaranteed. And therefore, you'd have to not only be מאמין in השם, but you have to still be מצפה. You have to pine, you have to hope for הקדוש ברוך הוא ישועה. We say in the תפילה, בנוסח עדות המזרח, אשכנזים don't say, but we say in ברכת צמח דוד, כי לישועתך קיווינו וציפינו כל היום. קיווינו, as we hope for, ציפינו, we look forward to it. שיהודי באיזה מצב שהוא נמצא, יקווה תמיד לישועת השם, וכך יחזק את אמונתו. Part of being מחזק your אמונה is always thinking to yourself, the Yeshua is going to be here. ישועת השם כרף עין. הקדוש ברוך הוא can change the situation in the bed of an eyelash. לפחות כמו להבדיל אדם שרע לו במדינה שדר בה ומבקש להחליף את השלטון, מצפה ליום שבקשתו תתמלא. Like a person who's, he says, להבדיל, a person lives in a certain country and the government is bad or whatever and he's like, hopefully it'll change, the government will change and you're always waiting for it. So להבדיל, you should always wait for ישועת השם. והכיווי להשם גדול מהציפייה לישועה. This longing for Hashem is even greater than longing for Yeshua, שהישועה היא בעת צרה, והכיווי הוא בכל עת ובכל זמן. Wow! Yeshua, you're only thinking or you're only waiting for Yeshua when you're in a צרה. But that longing for Hashem, for that closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is at all times. I want HaKadosh Baruch Hu at all times, even when it's good. That's the difference between כיווי להשם and ציפייה לישועה. Two different things. וכך שמעתי מסבירים את הבקשה שאומרים בתפילה, oh, there you go. כי לישועתך קיווינו כל היום, שיהודי באיזה מצב שנמצא, בין בעיצרה ובין שלא בעיצרה, תמיד יחיה בהרגשה של תקווה לישועת השם. Regardless of what מצב you're in right now, always have this ציפייה את הקדוש ברוך הוא for his ישועה. כי דרך העולם נתעסק בהשתדלות מעשית, והרי אין מדרכי העושה לצפות לישועה. In general, when you're doing all sorts of השתדלות to get the ישועה, you're not thinking, oh, you're engrossed in the מעשה. כמובן בקדמונים, ולכן תקנו חזל לומר נוסח זה בכל תפילה, להחדיר את האמונה, in order to, you know, drive that אמונה home, שתמיד נחיה במצב של זקוקים לישועה, we have to constantly be in this frame of mind, that we are completely reliant on הקדוש ברוך הוא, and his ישועה, and the ישועה can't come from anywhere else, even when we're doing השתדלות. Now, קטונתי מכל החסדים ומכל האמת. Who said that?
Yaakov
Avinu. When? When he was preparing for his meeting with Esav. He was nervous. He prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, save me. Katonti me. I don't deserve it. Lifa'amim Hashem noten le'adam kol tzrachav benachat. Le'adam chushev sheze mechamat tzidkat ma'asav. Sometimes things are going good for a person. And you think, oh, it's probably because I'm a tzaddik. In the Torah already says, when Am Yisrael, we're in the Midbar, about to go into Mitzrayim, Moshe Rabbeinu tells Am Yisrael, don't think that because you're such big tzaddikim, I'm wiping out the goyim from Eretz Yisrael. No, it's not because you're tzaddikim, rather because they are big rishayim. וצריך לדעת שיש על כך הזהרה מפורשת בתורה, שנאמר, אל תאמר בלבביך, בהדוף אדוני אלוהיך אותה מלפניך למור, בצדקתי הביאני אדוני לרשת את הארץ הזאת. Oh, Hashem's bringing me into Eretz Yisrael because we're big tzaddikim. Hashem says, מה פתאום? לא בצדקתך וביושר לבביך, כי אם ברשעת הגויים האלה, Hashem לוקח המורישה מפניך. Hashem's, they're much bigger רשעים than you are tzaddikim. Don't worry. וכמו שכתב רבנו יונה בשערי תשובה, וזה לשונו, says רבנו יונה, הוזהרנו בזה שלא נדמה בנפשנו הצלחתנו בצדקתנו ויושר לבבנו. Never think, oh wow, everything is going peachy creamy because I'm a big tzaddik. אבל נאמין ונדש עם לבבנו, כי הצלחתנו מחסד עליון ורב טובו. Just a chesed from הקדוש ברוך הוא. We're getting צדקה from השם. וכעניין שאמר יעקב אבינו עליו השלום, קטונתי מכל החסדים מכל האמת. יעקב אבינו says, השם, even when you're מצליח דרכי, I know it's not because of my מעשים, it's only because of you, השם. ומכאן יש להבין שכל מה שהקדוש ברוך הוא עושה עם האדם הוא בתורת חסד, כי באמת לא מגיע לנו שכר על המעשים הטובים. We deserve nothing for the things that we do. אדם לעמל יולד, we're created to toil, and even if we do good, we don't deserve anything. You know, we live in a very entitled generation. I'm entitled to this, entitled to that. So sometimes, even relative to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we feel this entitlement. Hashem, I deserve it. What? Yeah. Hashem is not a democracy. You deserve nothing. You don't have rights. It's all b'chesed alyon. The fact that you exist, the fact that you're breathing, the fact that everything is all b'chesed. Thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for the tzedakah. You know sometimes that feeling of annoyance when anim come around and they collect? And you give them something, and then they look at you, they're like, come on, that's it? You know, like, you can do better than that. That's a chutzpah, right? Where does that come from? Where's that thought from them come from? I deserve more. And what's your feeling when they do that to you? It's a chutzpah. Give back what I already gave you, right? Same thing with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Don't be a chutzpah.
Can we make deals with Hashem and say, like, if I... In tzchud of me doing this, can you please give me this?
We don't make deals. I'm going to do my best anyway. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm praying to you that bizchut this, you help me, but I don't deserve it. And anyways, it's your call. As in Manasa. Ki ani that shoel al hapetach. We come before HaKadosh Baruch Hu like an ani at the door. If you're a chutzpan, you'll get nothing. If you come be'achna'a, be'anava, possibly you'll get.
My friend did that when he was in yeshiva.
What?
He gave a person money.
Yeah.
And he said to him, that's it. And then he's like, okay, give it back to me. And the guy's like, no, I'm going to take it. He's like, okay, fine, so be happy with what I gave you.
I used to have friends in the dorm in Yeshiva. It was obviously a joke, but like, you know when guys snore food from one another?
Yeah.
So I used to have a friend, a roommate of mine, so he used to snore for me. I was a big guy, so I had a lot of nosh. So whatever. So he's like, can I have some whatever? So I gave him. He's like, come on, that's not enough for bracha chanurah. I'm like, what bracha chana? What are you talking about? Anamichyar birkat amazon. What are you talking about? Now, you know, cute. Anyway, so we had a Walgreens like right down the block, and I used to buy them out.
I would love to see a picture of Rebbe back in the day.
Which one?
Any picture, Rebbe. From yeshiva days, if Rebbe has any pictures.
I have a bunch of them. Somewhere. Buried. Now he says... look very different.
The Shama's still the same though.
That's right. כי באמת לא מגיע לנו שכר על המעשים הטובים, שעל כך אמר רבנו יוחנן בן זכאי, אם למדת תורה הרבה, אל תחזיק טובה לעצמך. כי לכך נוצרת. You learned a lot. Wow, I don't think you're so חשוב. That's what you're created for. What do you think you're doing here? Wow, I did my job so well. That's what you were hired for, man. כי חיי העולם, האדם בעולם מסורים ביד הבורא. מה שירצה האדון לעשות אם הוא יעשה ואנו לפניו כעבדה כממרי. We are עבדים. Expect nothing, thank Hashem for everything. וכמו כן עשו לנסות את הקדוש ברוך הוא בקיום המצוות. You're not allowed to test הקדוש ברוך הוא. Oh Hashem, look what I'm doing, come on, you know. וגדר הניסוי שבוחן לראות האם כדאי לו לשמוע לדבר השם או עדיף להימנע. What's the test? Is it כדאי to follow the מצוות or not? Let's see if HaKadosh Baruch Hu reciprocates when I do the mitzvot. Chamor chamortayim zeh. Why? Av she'eino mefakpek chas v'shalom b'mitziyut Hashem v'hashgachato ba'olam. I believe in Hashem. I'm trying to gauge, is it kedai or not to do the mitzvot? Who asked you, you wasp? He says, Ela, shirotze lekayim, v'rak bodek im kedai o lo. Hare ze ke'ilu menase et Hashem be'atzmo. Are you testing Hashem? V'davar ze asur.
Yeah. Sometimes
the Torah will say what the reward will be. You can't test. It's not why אל תהיו כעבדים המשמשים את הרב על מנת לקבל פרס, אלא הבו כעבדים המשמשים את הרב שלא על מנת לקבל פרס. There's one exception, the Navi says Malachi, where you can test HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ובחנו נינה בזאת, which is only by צדקה. By צדקה, you're allowed to, a special thing, you're allowed to test HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But everything else, אל תנסו, it's a love בתורה, you're not allowed to test HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah.
Isn't it very hard to get to Madriga that you're like doing all this work and all this amalut and like not expecting anything? And obviously...
It's a high Madriga, but that's what we're created for. You know what I'm saying? It's like... See, like when you were hired to do a job, like, wow, I'm so great, I did it, look how productive I was. Dude, look how many people are unemployed, and you have a job, that's what you're expected to do. Look around you, look how many people are dead, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu decided that you should be alive, so just do your job and stop talking too much. Levanta, have a good day.